Welcome back to the Bell MTS Place in Winnipeg, Manitoba, where the Toronto Maple Leafs have an unlikely 3-0 lead over the Winnipeg Jets after being outshot 17-11 and 16-3 at one point. But in a span of 2 minutes and 38 seconds, Nazem Kadri, James Van Riemsdyk, and William Nylander, the last two coming 43 seconds apart, have grub-staked the Maple Leafs to a 3-0 advantage here after 20 minutes of play. They'll face their fourth power play opportunity, a carryover from the first period when they were a man short for much of the first 20 minutes.
Hard to believe, though, when the shots are so lopsided in favor of the Jets. James Van Riemsdyk led all players in shots on goal with four.
And six attempts at goal.
On the Winnipeg side, we got Adam Lowry with three and Jacob Trouba with three shots on goal as well. So find that a little odd. And by the way, we still have not heard from Austin Matthews.
That
does have an assist on the Nylander goal.
83 NHL games, he now has 70 points. Not bad start. Leafs to the right and the Jets to the left. Fair out on the penalty kill along with Connor Brown. Hainsey and Zaitsev are there, and off the faceoff win, Zaitsev sends it down into the Winnipeg zone. Bufflin turning. Comes to center, drops the puck back. Just getting to it was Scheifele. He carries to the line and in on the left wing comes Wheeler. Wheeler, a centering pass. And the stick of Scheifele was raised just at the last second by Zaitsev. Now the Jets to the point to Bufflin. Over on the near side it comes. Wheeler, a pass across. And Scheifele couldn't handle it. Scheifele with it back to line A. To the near side it comes to Bufflin. Bufflin holds, looks for Wheeler, cuts in with a pass, block, hits the side of the goal, centering effort comes in front, play back to the blue line. Wheeler will keep it in. Wheeler works down the right wing boards. Cross ice pass, couldn't find Line A. Shot blocked. Line A trying to get it again, and the Leafs fair has sent it out and down the ice.
A lot of people surprised that Eric Fair has made the lineup and playing ahead of Dominic Moore, but he's had a solid night in the penalty kill, hasn't he already?
Certainly has. Well, he's getting lots of practice. They may have to dress Moore as well just to counteract all of this if this is going to be the modus operandi. Into the corner, it goes down into the Leaf zone. Back to the blue line, it goes to Trouba. Trouba works to the middle of the ice, dishes off on the left wing side. Looking back now is Lowry. Lowry at the far half boards. Now a pass back into the slot. Little gets it back to the blue line. Myers on the near point. Sends it in too far for Perreault. And it's around on the far side. Matthew Perreault chasing it back now to the near corner. The penalty is over to Gardner. A shot. And that caromed off the blocking glove of Anderson. Leafs get to the puck but can't get it out. And now Hyman will force it out at center ice. Hyman flipping it in over the line to allow teammates to change. Brought back again with a pass by Ehlers that has gone out of reach of its intended receiver and turns into an icing call coming all the way back into the zone where Steve Mason, facing 11 shots, has three go by him in the first period.
It's one of the tougher buildings when it comes to trying to guess how many Leaf fans are here because of the similarity in the colors. But this is a very quiet Winnipeg group. Almost felt like a playoff game with the chanting at the start.
Yep.
But it is a very, very quiet building now, but it's not going to take a whole lot for them to
get back. And here's a chance now. Matthias with a breakaway. He's going right in. Anderson outguesses him. Matthias got a bouncing puck at the blue line and took it the rest of the way. But certainly the play of Frederik Anderson has been absolutely brilliant in this game. Play back to the blue line. Carrick keeping it in. But the Jets will now force it out at center. Armia works to the line and shoots it into the Toronto zone. Back to the point. It comes to Bufflin. His shot in traffic knocked down. Big rebound. Anderson down. And he is able to get a glove on it, but mainly because the chance in front for Andrew Kopp, his stick was just impeded enough that he couldn't elevate the puck. And as it turns out, it rolls into Anderson, and he's able to hold on.
You know what? It was Tyler Bozak that went stick on stick. and was able to negate the scoring opportunity as Freddie Anderson was down and out. Hunter Carrick took his man in front, but it was Tyler Bozak. Was it Brian Little that had the opportunity?
Little and Lowry, they're both there. Or Kopp, rather, were both there. Played out at center ice. Chipped in over the line then by Marco Dano. And the Maple Leafs, Marner can't get it out the first time, but Van Riemsdyk and Bozak do the second. Van Riemsdyk at center, to the line and in. Bozak will go in to do some forechecking against Tanev. It comes around the boards on the near side. Played to the line, knocked down by Gardner. Forced out at center ice, though, by Dano. And Zaitsev now there trying to play it up the boards, but couldn't. And it's rolled back into the Toronto end. Gardner with a little head fake to gain some skating room to his liking. Plays it up on the boards to center. Van Riemsdyk couldn't get it into the zone for him. Blake Wheeler in across the line for Scheifele. Scheifele into the corner. Pours it back now to Wheeler. Blake Wheeler sends it high and around to the far side for Matthew Perreault. Perreault trying to get away from his man to Wheeler. Wheeler looking in front of the net for Scheifele, and the pass was knocked away. Bozak skates to center. Leafs are going to change, and over the boards first is Kadri, and now the rest of his line mates. Marlowe after it into the corner. Kadri knocked it away momentarily. Komarov couldn't get to it, and it has slid now down into the Leaf end. Ron Hainsey, a former first-round pick of the Montreal Canadiens, went 16 seasons before getting into a playoff game. Oh, yeah, he won the Stanley Cup, too.
That's good. He had to walk in and say, this wasn't that hard.
No. I just had to get here.
I just had to pace myself.
That's right.
Save myself from the regular seasons.
So what's all that ballyhoo? Once you're here, you just win it.
He's out to the left of Freddie Anderson. By the way, this is kind of an interesting time of the game for the Leafs, a team that has had trouble holding on to leads in the past. It's 3-0. But early enough that you can't just try to sit back the final 35 minutes and protect the lead. And yet, that's one of the things that I think the biggest thing they have to improve on from a year ago is being in this position. And
Eric Fair, with an equipment issue, is coming towards the bench.
In this position and being able to play a boring, at least final third period, to hold on and get the points.
Nazem Kadri is taking his spot. Fair and Bobby Hastings are looking at a
skate issue.
Skate blade issue, maybe. Pop it off, put a new one on. Play it along the boards. Round back of the Toronto goal. Hainsey gets it up on the wing. Brown couldn't get it out. Long pass knocked down by Morgan Riley. Riley gets the return pass and comes to center and across the line with a shot and an offside. On a bit of a late call from the linesman, but it is blown dead. And that still not a shot on goal for Toronto into the 4-minute, 26-second range of the second period.
Right now it's the perfect wall, although you don't like the breakaway that the Leafs gave up here in the second period. And that is one of the things they did as well in preseason. I think you saw them get a little too lax when it comes to giving up odd man rushes.
I think the video guy should have picked two other people to highlight on the screen. She didn't look all that enthused. The guy sitting next to her was just shaking his head. Oh, my. At any rate, long way to go in this one. Leafs play it down into the Winnipeg end. Pushed up on the wall, and Brandon Tanev comes to center and gets it into the Toronto zone. Connor Carrick, Chicago native, around back of the net. Gets double-teamed in there. Fair with a new blade on. Unable to force it out. Anderson will pump it around on the wall. Martin overskated the puck, and it is cleared to center ice finally by Toronto. Morrissey, left wing feed. And it comes from Sean Mathias. He had a breakaway in this period and was robbed by Anderson. Into the corner again. Fed ahead by the Maple Leafs, but not out. It bounces to the line and is forced up on the left wing. Matt Martin going after it. Plays it in a little bit deeper, and that'll be a signal for him to head to the bench. Jets in their own zone. Morrissey gets it ahead. Here's Armia coming to the Leaf blue line. Had it knocked off his stick, high into the air, comes free. Mathias trying to get a shot away. When he did, it was blocked by Zaitsev. Zaitsev along the boards for Nylander. He's hooked to the ice, but no call. Nylander then digs the puck free, saucers it ahead, and out of the reach of Zach Hyman. And the crowd is hollering for something or other. How many men on the ice? One, two, four.
Well,
five.
I think the Leafs, we've got Ron Hainsey straddling the boards.
Hainsey straddling the boards over there, was trying to get off.
And Tim Peel has made the call, too many men on the ice, so this theme of the evening continues. This is the Leafs killing off penalties. 5-1.
Yes, sir.
And power play chances for Winnipeg. And especially in the early going. 3 in the first 11 minutes and 21 seconds to the Leafs that they were able to kill off. But the shots on goal kind of stalled here at 20-11. It was 17-11 after the first period. So the Leafs, offensively, they started shorthanded here in the second period and have not had a shot on goal in the first 5 minutes and 43 seconds.
Penalty kill brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your own home and need the loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners get approved. I'm not sure if the Leafs had two center icemen on at that time. But
I mean,
that has been in past.
They had six guys on for a long time.
Yep.
This wasn't a quick line change. This was
Bufflin trying to shoot it in. That might have struck Hainsey on the side of the helmet. It comes back to Bufflin at the near point. He walks the line, dishes back now for Wheeler. A pass in front. And the deflection try by Adam Lowry had to go wide of the net. Hainsey plays it into the corner, but it's the Jets who control. Looking in front for Lowry. Now long on the far board, Scheifele gets it back to the blue line, gets it returned, cuts off the wing with a shot, and he missed the net. Blake Wheeler on the right wing side. Wheeler into the corner, centers it back to the blue line. Another shot knocked away by the blocking glove of Anderson and the swinging backhand by Uncle Leo, and Komarov has sent it down the ice. Intercepted again by Fair this time, and he sends the Jets even further down into their own territory. Bufflin around back of the net. Half the penalty is gone. Pass ahead at center. Blocked there by Toronto and a bouncing shot in on Mason again. This time he had to go from right to left to make that save. Back come the Jets. Ehlers in. Ehlers drops it into the slot for Bufflin and the shot knocked down in front of the goal. Down is Anderson. The puck and scramble is on, but it is grabbed off and backhanded down the ice by Zach Hyman.
Leafs have been caught a couple of times, but they have won some huge battles in front of Freddie Anderson for loose pucks.
Truba trying to work through center. Drops for Tyler Myers. Big defenseman ahead for Little. Little has it knocked away. The Leafs get it back out at center ice. Truba with it again. Got it to center. Knocked away again. Played to an open wing. Myers is just going to hammer it in this time. Along the boards, Hainsey. Couldn't get it freed up there for Brown. It comes back to the point. Holding and a pass by Truba on the side. And again, post to post went Anderson to stop that attempt. As it's cleared to the line but not out. Truba over on the far side. Penalty is over. Myers' shot deflects wide of the goal. It was Myers who had the one-timer early that Anderson stuck. Marner is knocked down and took a high stick. Someone's stick is laying in the goal crease area now. Back to the point. Brown doesn't have one. A long shot and another blocking arm save made as now Marner tries to tip the puck out at center ice but can't and now is able to carry it out and now he breaks away from one. Marner in over the line. Pulls the brakes on a pass back in front for Matthews. Swings it through the goal crease and unable to get to it. There was Patrick Marleau.
Well, at least that's absolutely nothing. And then all of a sudden, Mitch Marner with the magic.
Here's Matthews to Marleau. Scores! Holy mackerel! What a play! Patrick Marleau makes it 4-love.
Well, Mitch Marner nearly sets up Austin Matthews. So what does Matthews do? Couldn't finish on the first one. He gets two Jets sifting towards him as he comes down the right wing side in the Winnipeg zone. Double coverage means that Patrick Marleau is open in front of the net, and the perfect little saucer backhand pass onto the stick of Marleau. He cuts back the other way. He's got Mason moving to his right. He cuts back to Mason's left and just tucks the back end around the left pad of the Winnipeg goaltender, and the Leafs where they were about a year ago, up 4-0 in the Winnipeg Jets.
There you go, Captain Obvious. Patrick Marleau, 1,082 points for the San Jose Sharks, gets his first point, and it's a goal as a shot on goal, and Mason stops that. He was the second overall pick in the 97 draft, played exclusively for San Jose, and now with his first goal, number 509 in his career, gets the Leafs a 4-0 lead, and oh yes, the kid has two assists. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph back here in Winnipeg. The Maple Leafs have jumped to a 4-0 lead as Patrick Marleau has his first in a Leaf uniform. Matthews and Marner with the assists at 8:32 on the first shot on goal the Leafs mustered in the second period.
Paul Maurice, Winnipeg Jets coach, was sort of mocking what was going on the pregame skates, and whatever is going to happen this year, we'll know everything tonight.
One long game. Shot. Yeah.
Leafs had better hope that that's the case.
Blocked at the blue line. Marner gets it ahead. Deflected by Van Riemsdyk, but it's going to bounce into the stands. And there'll be a faceoff coming in the center ice area as we are 58 seconds from the midpoint of this one. And it is 4-0 Toronto.
And for Steve Mason, I mean, you know, maybe in some of the scrambles you'd like him to be a little sharper, but he hasn't been terrible. This hasn't been goals leaking through him, or you know, this has just been the Leafs, especially the Marleau goal was one that not a whole lot you could do.
Problem is, the guy at the other end
is making it worse.
Exactly. He has made those saves on just the exact same spots and same plays, post to post, breakaways. Yeah. Two times he's had to go stretching out with that right leg. So, that's the issue when you look at the game. And you're right. They were good goals. But the other guy is stopping those good goals chances.
This really does fall into the job description as well, doesn't it?
Shifley unable to cut in. Poke checked off his stick by Gardner. Here's Matthews turning for Toronto. Auston Matthews, a bank pass for Hyman. Tried to chip it in. That was... Yeah! There was a whole pile of blue white sweaters coming over the boards. Here's Shifley trying to work in, and now Laine couldn't get a shot. When he did, he sent it well wide of the net. Kept in at the backhand and into the corner. Gardner has it there for Toronto. A lead pass. Oh, he tried to spring Marleau there, and it just rolled off the toe of his stick. Here's Laine back in on the right side, trying to stick handle through, and when he did, the shot went off Borgman and high off the glass. Marleau trying to get it out, and he's done so with a backhand and a high stick. And now Fair trying to get in over the line, and he's going to get a slashing penalty for knocking the stick out of the hands of the Winnipeg player.
And this is the right call. And I think it might have been Kadri.
Oh, maybe it was Kadri. I thought it was Fair. Yeah, you're right.
But, I mean, you could make the argument that he was going after the puck, but this is stick on stick, and it actually results in a scoring chance. So, why not get that penalty-killing unit out there and see what they can do?
10:28, the time of the infraction. The penalty kill brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your own home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners, get approved. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Shot out and down the ice by the Leafs right off the faceoff. And for the sixth time in the game, the Maple Leafs are a man short. Here's Trouba. Bringing it out slowly, dropping it back for Ehlers. Ehlers hits the line on the left wing, just did get in. Shot deflects wide of the goal and behind the net. And along the boards on the near side. Matthew Perreault couldn't control it, but the Jets are able to keep it in with Myers getting into the corner. Perreault tied up there. Centering pass, knocked down. Anderson had to go post to post again. Back to the point to Trouba. Trouba to Myers. Myers to Perreault. Perreault a pass back in front, knocked away. Myers has it again into the corner. Looking for Perreault in front of the net. His shot was blocked. Connor Brown got a piece of it but could not clear. Long change for the Leafs in the second period. Trouba working the line. Dishes it off. Ehlers works back along the boards. Ehlers with a shot high over top of the glass. And it bounces all the way to center ice, but no change made yet by Toronto.
Boy, Freddie Anderson is just confidence in motion, isn't he? Post to post.
Ehlers in. Scheifele now going to the net. A pass back, and it went off Line A, and he never did get a shot. Played to the far side. Line A with it again. To the blue line to Byfuglien. Byfuglien shot. Another pad save. The rebound knocked into the corner by Brown. It's been a long penalty kill for this group. Finally stolen by Zaitsev, but he can't clear. Byfuglien at the blue line. Near side it comes for Wheelers. Wheelers with a shot, and that was stopped. The puck along the boards, and it's finally shot down the ice by Toronto. And four very tired but heroic penalty killers have gone to the bench. Up on the right side for Scheifele. He comes to center. 8 seconds left in the penalty. Around on the boards. Scheifele is hit. The puck comes free. Waiting to come out is Kadri as it is iced by Hyman. And now Kadri back into the game. 6 for 6 in the penalty kill. 1 for 1 in the power play. The Leafs are leading the National Hockey League in both statistics.
Not to mention goals for, goals against. As they've their
shooting percentage.
The other game started yet? I don't believe it.
Shot deflected by Mason, the rebound, and unable to convert. There was Nylander at the point. Carrick a drive. That's blocked in front of the net. Cleared to the line, but it won't clear. Kept alive there by Carrick with a shot that's blocked. Matthews trying to spin. Sends it back to Carrick. Carrick walks the line, gets the wrist shot, and it went high and wide. Nylander for Matthews. Sanders in front, the shot just high and wide by Kadri. Leafs pressing. Nylander to Carrick. Wrist shot coming, and it's deflected wide. And a penalty coming here to Winnipeg. Josh Morrissey took down Kadri in front of the net. And the second power play opportunity of the game for Toronto comes as a result.
6:39 to go, and when you talk about protecting leads,
How about expanding
one when you get the opportunity? As you mentioned, the Leafs were number one in the power play on the road last season. Second overall with the extra man, but on the road, 28.1%.
Power play brought to you by Ontario Subaru dealers. 2018s are here. Subaru Adventure begins at your local Ontario dealer. Marner shot, and that was kicked away by Mason. Cleared high, and it's going to go over the glass and out of play. Subaru, confidence in motion.
We said Freddie Anderson, confidence in motion in this game. The movement.
He's been as big as a Subaru down there, I'll guarantee you that. Faceoff in the circle to the left of Mason. Is won by Bozak. Here's Marner at the far top of the circle. Back it goes to Morgan Riley. Back to Marner. Pass across for Kadri. Back to the blue line to Riley. Marner again. Wrist shot coming. And it was deflected high over top of the goal. Here's Bozak. Back to Riley. To Marner. Marner back to Riley. Riley holds. Looking for an avenue. Dishes off to Kadri. Back to Riley. Riley to the far side to Marner. Again a pass in front. And Kadri failed to deflect it. And is brought by the Jets with a pass ahead just off the stick of Brandon Tanev, or he was away on a breakaway. Tanev working back into neutral ice will send it in. It's a delayed offside, and Morgan Riley can settle things down to allow the second unit to come over the boards with a minute left in the penalty. 4-0 Toronto, 5:37 to play here in the second. Matthews coming out of his own zone with a little head fake. Got it ahead for Patrick Marleau. He has scored in his Toronto debut. Down into the corner it goes. Nylander curling out of the corner. Works back towards the blue line. Walks the line. Still has it. Puts the brakes on to elude one. Back to Gardner. Looking for Matthews, but the pass was out of his reach. Now he blocks an attempted clearing attempt. And it's brought by Joel Armia to center. And here's Kopp trying to get in over the line. Kopp off on the left wing. A shot by Enstrom went wide of the net. And the Leafs will counterattack with just 20 seconds left to go in the penalty. Marleau drops for Connor Brown. Nicely fed for Matthews. Cross ice feed, and it missed both Nylander and Marleau. Marleau ties up his man. Matthews gets the puck back to Nylander. Now to Gardner. Gardner, a pass into the slot area didn't work. He gets it handed back to him. Here's Gardner at the blue line. Wrist shot coming, and it deflects off a body and goes well wide, and the Leafs are back. Go, go, go! with a change after the penalty has expired. Morrissey back on. Well, there goes the power play, 50%.
It was the perfect season.
Yep. Lifted into the stands by Matt Martin, but it was in the center ice area, and so there'll be a faceoff. Tumming or Wilder? No, there's going to be a penalty here, I believe, to Martin. Nope, timeout. Timeout here with the Leafs up 4-0. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen and Jim Routh back here in Winnipeg. A bit of a somber note. We lost one of our own this year, Dave Strader. Longtime voice in Minnesota, Dallas, NBC, passing away after a valiant fight with cancer. And we're wishing for a speedy recovery for another of our own, and that is Eddie Olczyk, the Chicago broadcaster, and of course a mainstay on the NBC television side, as he is battling cancer as well. And to both families, our best. And Dave Strader, a wonderful man and a wonderful friend, always with a great smile and a valiant, valiant fight that he succumbed to, as we get an icing charge here against Toronto.
And was in touch with them just a couple of weeks ago. They had named the press box in Glen Falls, New York, the Dave Strader press box, which was a nice honor.
That's where I first met Dave while I was doing American Hockey League games. Yep.
And he joked that I helped him perfect his goal scoring call. So we were laughing, and that was just a couple of weeks ago. So it was very sad to wake up to that news.
They saw him in the Toronto zone, 4-0 Leafs.
And it was great to see him doing the Leaf-Washington series last year.
Yes, it was,
as well.
Wasn't it? Yep. Everybody had pins and everything. It was great.
And Eddie O, as of a couple of weeks ago, would only say, look forward to seeing you soon.
Good. Around the boards into the Winnipeg end. Brown couldn't come up with it. And out at center ice it comes. And here's Blake Wheeler in with a shot that deflects wide of Anderson's cage. But he scoops it into the side of the net where he's able to put a glove on it. With 3:48 to play in the second period, the Maple Leafs, in workmanlike fashion, have got a 4-0 lead. The guy with the biggest lunch pail and helmet is the goalie. He has been absolutely superb in staking his team to enough time to get their offense in gear. And when they did, they scored three goals in 2 minutes and 38 seconds. Batted another one here in the second period.
Well, Winnipeg had 11 shots by the midway mark of the opening period. I mean,
and the Leafs had three.
We can talk about protecting leads.
Yep.
But this would be a miraculous comeback if it wasn't for Freddie Anderson.
Draw one by Toronto. And as it's played on the boards, it deflects off a stick and up into the screen it goes. Paul Maurice, along with Mike Murphy and Mike Babcock, have something in common. 164 games coached behind the Toronto bench.
Well, Babcock's now catching up already, huh?
Yeah, Maurice and Murphy never made the postseason. Babcock.
Or 165 games.
Good point.
Yes.
Babs has a chance to blow by that, doesn't
yes.
he? Around on the boards to the near side. Murphy's busy in the NHL war room, making sure everything is copacetic.
Yep.
An errant pass is going to turn into an icing here against Toronto. And 3:21 to go here in the second period. The Leafs will fly home, and their home opener is against the New York Rangers Saturday night. And we'll have all of that action on many of these Maple Leaf Radio Network stations. Hope that you will join us.
Interesting stat when it comes to Calder Trophy winners that we'll give you in a moment.
Saturday night game against the Rangers is one of three Saturday night home games for Toronto.
Before Christmas.
Before Christmas. That's bizarre. I mean, it was always Saturday night at the Gardens, right?
Yeah.
That's just, it's bizarre. Myers firing it in off the glass, far side, and a lot of that is Toronto sold out, whether you're playing Saturday night, Monday night, or later in the season, the middle of the afternoon on a weekday. Pass ahead for Marner. He brings it in on the left wing over the line, slides it into the corner for Van Riemsdyk, who centers. Oh, that almost caught that post, and Mason was pulling away from it, and it hit the side of the goal. There was some room there, wasn't there? Here's another chance in front, and Mason stopped that shot from Van Riemsdyk. Van Riemsdyk rolling it to the side of the net. Marner comes away with it in the far corner. Cycles it back for Kadri, who's over the boards. Kadri now with it, swinging it in front. Went off of Van Riemsdyk's stick and skate, and now is cleared by Winnipeg to center. Kadri on the left wing. Patrick Marleau has joined him, and so is Uncle Leo. Centering pass, bouncing puck, backhanded by Komarov, and Mason got his glove in front of that. Marleau in the far corner. Marleau with a shot that's wide of the net. Komarov barging into the near corner. Has it played back of the net. Patrick Marleau onto it again. Marleau back along the boards, but Leo couldn't come up with it, and it's cleared by the Jets to center ice. Borkman was given a bit of a jolt, and it is sent back now for Komarov. Borkman now on the near side. Andreas Borkman comes to center, and he'll shoot it into the Winnipeg end. Peppered around the wall. The puck comes free. Bouncing puck in front for Matthews, and he couldn't get a shot. Hyman against the boards with Nylander. Kept in at the point and swatted around by Zaitsev. Minute 26 to go in the period. I think I'm hearing the Go Leafs Go chant now instead of the Jets, as it's brought to center ice by Dano. Played in over the line. It's a delayed offside, and it'll be whistled down.
Few may have converted during the course of this game, as we mentioned. And let's face it, might have been one of the most exciting games we called last year. It was the Leafs having a 4-0 lead in this building, and Patrick Laine capped off the comeback for Winnipeg with the overtime goal with his third of the game. But I'm not sure if you remember, but it was Tyler Myers jumped up into the rush and nobody covered him. And Tyler Myers made it 4-1 in the second period. And you almost looked at that breakaway opportunity and thought, oh no, is that it?
Shot from the point, went off a leg, kept in, and a deflection there by Matt Martin just went wide. Kept in at the blue line by Zaitsev. His shot wide. Brown around back of the net. Back to the blue line, a pass in front of the net. Brown couldn't get a shot away. Leafs fourth line, and you're blessed with a guy who scored 20 goals last year on it. Here's a pass in on the left wing now from Shifley. A rebound in front, and the long stick and reach there of the Leaf forward. Brown was able to tip it just wide its intended receiver. Brown can't get the puck out. Shifley along the near wall trying to chop it in, and he'll do so as it's around back of the net. Ehlers couldn't come up with it. Leafs need to get it out, and they do as Brown has rolled it to the Winnipeg blue line. Brought in offside now by Ehlers, and a faceoff with 26.4 seconds to come.
So Winnipeg trying to get a little more aggressive now, as we saw in that last one. Mark Scheifele, by the way, 30-goal score last year with the Winnipeg Jets. And even though you love how Austin Matthews came in and scores 40 in his first year, this is a pretty good way to start your NHL career. Scheifele, rookie year, 13 goals, 34 points. Improves next year, 15 goals, 49 points. 29 goals, 61 points, and last year, 32 goals, 82 points. So sometimes you get lucky where you get a youngster will come in and do some great things right away. But the norm is, I think, what you see Shifley's done.
Yep.
Improvement every year.
Well, now, there's a guy on the other side doing the exact same thing. His name is Nazem Kadri.
Yeah.
Bouncing puck shot down into the Toronto end. 18 seconds in the period. Comes back to the blue line. Now here is Patrick Laine having it knocked away. Riley gets it up on the wing for Marner. Back along the boards for Riley to Marner, and he's skating out with it. Van Riemsdyk trying to burst in over the line. Now Marner does. Marner with a shot, and a deflected wide of the goal, but that will end the period. And a clean sheet for the Maple Leafs after 40 minutes and four on the board for Toronto. Kadri, Van Riemsdyk, and Nylander in the first. Patrick Marleau, with his first in a Leaf uniform, completes the scoring.
Well, 17 saves for Freddie Anderson in the first. Not quite as busy in the second period, but probably still three or four more outstanding stops to put on his resume for this season. As 27-19, the Jets out shooting the Leafs, but Toronto adds to their lead 4-0 after two.
10-8, the shots for the Winnipeg Jets in the second. We'll step aside, Jim Tanney, along with Greg Gilbert, to take you through the second period intermission. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.